If there's anything the people of Fort Bend County know better than most, it's change. In the span of a generation, we've gone from a rural community on the outskirts of Houston to a thriving metropolitan area, home to nearly a million people. Today's Fort Bend County is an attractive destination where people come to live, learn, work, and play. County Judge K.P. George was elected to serve as the county's top executive on a promise of transparency and accountability. That's why in January, he began a listening tour that will stop in every precinct by the end of 2019. The goal is to foster dialogue, inform citizens of the many services the county provides, and listen to residents' concerns. Based on feedback from residents, one of Judge George's top priorities has been improving the Office of Emergency Management. Within 1 month of taking office, the judge combined the department with the fire marshal's office, saving the county $1.25 million in bureaucratic waste over 5 years and streamlining the chain of command. The new OEM is better staffed, better funded, and more prepared than ever to serve and support the county. Under Judge George and the new Commissioner Court's leadership, Fort Bend County is finding smart solutions to the problems we faced during Hurricane Harvey. Our engineering department is working with Google and Waze to utilize real-time traffic data to make sure evacuation routes are clear. We are deploying drones to monitor the river, keeping people safe and well-informed. We've also invested in a mass notification system that will text, call, and email residents so you can be aware of emergencies in your neighborhood. Judge George is working with District Attorney Brian Middleton's office to apprehend and prosecute human traffickers and cyber criminals. Together, they arranged for county law enforcement to train with the Secret Service and secured funding for a new cutting-edge forensic lab to ensure our law enforcement is one step ahead of criminals in the digital age. Additionally, Judge George has begun work with Constable Wayne Thompson and Assistant DA Sherry Robinson to crack down on animal cruelty. Fort Bend is committed to maximizing economic opportunity. Our relationships with the nation's best residential developers have produced 5 of the top 10 best communities in Texas. And educational opportunities in Fort Bend are growing too. The University of Houston is opening a new 100,000-square-foot building in Sugarland, which will bring 10 research labs and Tier 1 degree programs in construction management and engineering technology. Our diversity continues to fuel our growth and strengthen our county. According to research conducted with the Fort Bend Chamber, 29% of Fort Bend's population is foreign-born, yet this group represents over 36% of the county's spending power, punching above their weight and contributing over $11 billion to the county's annual GDP. Our status as the most diverse county in the country also helps attract foreign investment. In partnership with the Fort Bend County Global Initiative, Judge George recently hosted dozens of CEOs and other business representatives from countries such as India, China, Taiwan, and Mexico to show them what this county has to offer and encourage them to invest in Fort Bend. Our county is committed to offering a better quality of life to all of our residents. Under the leadership of Commissioner Prestige, we've opened a new library in Mission Bend and expanded our partnership with the Boys and Girls Club to offer a new after-school program. Later this spring, we will complete a renovation of the Missouri City Library and open a new aquatic fitness facility at the Pinnacle Center, offering seniors and residents with disabilities classes like water aerobics and aquatherapy. Commissioner Prestige is also spearheading the renovation of Missouri City Junior High Gymnasium, upgrading its facilities and restoring its original facade, creating a one-of-a-kind center that's also a piece of Fort Bend history. In Precinct 4, under the leadership of Commissioner DeMergent, we are improving lighting and adding a cricket field to the park at Four Corners. And, of course, improving quality of life also means reducing traffic. Thanks to the work of Commissioner Myers, we're on track to expand over 8 miles of FM 1093 by 2020 without raising property taxes. Commissioner Morales, too, is working on more than 60 voter-approved transportation projects, including the expansion of I-69. And your Commissioner's Court is aggressively pursuing federal funding for flood mitigation projects throughout the county. This is an exciting time for our county. By 2022, we expect to be home to more than 1 million people. Our incredible growth means new opportunities to create jobs, build homes, and improve the quality of life of every resident. We are committed to becoming a more efficient, engaged, and effective county government. Let us know how we can best serve you at FortBendCountyTX.gov.